I'm Dan Clefstad. A Rockford woman is suing Secretary of State Jesse White. Mary Jane Bixler is Muslim and wears a headscarf. She's challenging a rule that requires people to sign a form before getting their license if they wear a religious head covering in their license photo. The form says they won't go out in public without a head covering. If they do, they can have their driver's license or ID card canceled. She said she was presented the form as a condition for getting her license last year.
I didn't feel like I had a choice not to sign it, because if I left driving without a license, I could, you know, get a fine.
Bixler partnered with civil rights group CARE Chicago to file the suit. Phil Robertson is a litigation director with the group. He says they understand pictures need to match the person identified, but he says CARE is concerned with the vague language of the law and questions how officials can enforce the rule without consideration for religious freedom. A spokesperson for the Secretary of State said Tuesday they haven't seen the lawsuit and would not comment. In other news, a 19-year-old University of Illinois student was arrested in connection with a noose found hanging in a dorm elevator. He was charged with misdemeanor disorderly conduct and committing a hate crime, which is a felony. Christine Herman has more.
U of I police responded to reports of the noose at Allen Hall in Urbana early Sunday. The investigation is ongoing, but police identified Andrew Smith of Normal as the offender. The U of I student government says it stands in solidarity with Black student groups, which are demanding the U of I expel the person responsible for at least 2 years. Student body chief of staff Ali Mirza says students also want U of I officials to publicize all reports of racist incidents and review their discipline policies as they relate to acts of racial hatred.
I think that if we take those steps going forward, that the university will see a big change in how we handle racial injustice and racial intolerance here.
Campus officials say U of I does not condone intolerance, bias, or prejudice. I'm Christine Herman.
Illinois is getting $450,000 in federal funds to improve maternal health. Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth say the State Department of Public Health will use the CDC money to review maternal deaths and find opportunities for prevention. The U.S. maternal and infant mortality rate has been rising, especially for women and babies of color. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. As Hurricane Dorian continues its trek up the East Coast, the American Red Cross is already helping. WSIU's Kevin Boucher has more.
Sharon Watson is with the Missouri and Arkansas region of the Red Cross.
We are already seeing a lot of need. We've had 12,000 people nationally stay in the 171 Red Cross shelters that have been set up in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina so far.
Watson says if you would like to make a donation, simply text.
You can actually just text the word Dorian to 90999, and that's a quick and easy way to do it.
Watson says the Red Cross also encourages people to continue to donate blood. I'm Kevin Boucher.
The person killed by a train Monday evening in Carbondale has been identified. Police say it was 57-year-old Beverly Carvel of Carbondale who died when she walked in front of a northbound Canadian Northern National train crossing Main Street. It was happening around 6 o'clock. Officers say there was no indication of foul play, but they are still investigating. Illinois drivers can purchase St. Louis Cardinals license plates now. The Redbirds are the sixth sports team to be represented on an Illinois license plate. Secretary of State Jesse White says he expects they'll be popular.
We have been inundated with a number of people calling, asking us about the St. Louis Cardinals license plates, especially the individuals who live in Southern Illinois.
The Cardinals plate with random numbers costs $69 after the usual registration fee. Personalization and vanity plates cost more. I'm Jennifer Fuller.